In Mexico, a new generation.
What we call Generation 1.5, which is born in Mexico, raised in the U.S., returned to Mexico.
It's young, educated, and growing in size as its members take the American dream to the country of their birth. As part of a reporting collaboration between NPR and PBS NewsHour, our own Lulu Garcia Navarro takes us now to Mexico City to see if that country is ready to help this new generation succeed.
The group of 20 or so young adults pepper their teacher with questions about coding and finding jobs in the software industry in Mexico.
I was in summer interviews that took a month. Some of them took a couple months to get back to you.
The questions flicker between Spanish and English.
How, when you entered the company, o sea, ¿qué es lo que, cómo te sentiste based on, like, on the knowledge, like,
we're at Hola Code in Mexico City. It's a startup where they teach former migrants who've been deported or returned voluntarily to turn their American experience into a tech career. Among them are dreamers and DACA recipients, young people who were taken to the U.S. illegally as kids by their parents and were then protected from deportation by President Obama. Marcela Torres is Hola Code's founder and CEO. She says tech is a good fit for these workers.
The tech sector was looking for people that are resilient, that can learn really fast, and they know how to speak English. So I was like, that's very interesting because all of these young people have all this skill set.
She's got long pink hair and a black hoodie on, and she tells me that in Mexico, there just isn't the trained workforce to fill all the tech job openings. She came up with the idea to teach returning migrants when she noticed that more and more of them were showing up in shelters in Mexico with no support and almost no ability to ask for it in Spanish.
The brutality of arriving to a country that you don't know and it's supposed to be your home and it's not ready for you is incredible. And the amount of people that are coming back, it's also very large to an extent that if Mexico doesn't do anything about this, it's going to be an entire generation that gets lost.
This population often needs so much help that Hola Code is also providing meals and banking assistance and even mental health clinics during the five-month program. Students don't pay for these classes until they land a job. Hola Code has 116 hiring partners and says most of the students do get work in the industry. Marcela Torres says her startup is meant to help anchor them. These binational migrants often describe themselves as de aquí y de allá, both from here and from there, the U.S. and Mexico. But Torres says they can often feel like they are neither from here or from there.
We're providing them that opportunity that's, you know, been built for many years for them. You're the dreamers, you know, the American dream. Like, they grew up with all of these cultural messages, but they've also been denied to them on both sides of the border.
My name is Claudio Gage, 26 years old.
He's got a hipster beard, square black glasses. He's currently enrolled in Hola Code and has another thing that defines this generation, education. He is a DACA recipient who was brought to the U.S. when he was 12 as his family fled drug violence. He then graduated from UC San Diego.
Bachelor's in Science and Human Biology.
Gage got a job at the university researching acute kidney injuries, and that got him a temporary work visa that allowed him to travel outside the U.S. So one night in December 2017, he popped over the border to have dinner in Tijuana with some friends, which he did pretty frequently. On the way back, he was stopped, questioned, and denied re-entry.
And they told us, well, new Trump policy, your visa is going to get canceled.
He was accused of lying about his employment, among other infractions. Gage says the border agent made it all up. We asked U.S. Customs and Border Protection for their response. A spokesman said simply that CBP officers had determined he was, quote, out of status. At the time, Gage's lawyer told him that border agents have complete autonomy to deny entry for any reason, and there wasn't much he could do.
So it's like, it's your word against him, and you're not a citizen. Like it doesn't matter what you said.
So he came down to Mexico City. He's got diabetes and needed money for medicine, so he took the first job he could at a call center, which he said was mind-numbing. After that, as a bike messenger. One day, a friend from the States came to visit.
And we were talking. He's like, hey, dude, I hear about this program, Hola Code. The info session is tomorrow night. Let's go visit it, you know? And I read about the program, and I was like, this is too good to be true. And I was like, oh, my God, there's, like, other people like me that have gone through the same, and well, these guys are really getting tech jobs. Like, wow, I cannot let this go.
Andrea Bautista is a researcher who studies migration at the Colegio de Mexico. She says charities and businesses like Hola Code are stepping up because Mexico isn't doing enough. For example, returnees and deportees have trouble accessing the necessary documents to get basic services, so they end up undocumented in their home country too. She says Generation 1.5 presents particular challenges.
El programa DACA, pues tampoco es...
The DACA program hasn't been around very long in the United States. So having these people come back who have this profile and level of education, we don't know how to deal with them or integrate them. And that's the problem. A lot remains to be done to get them into the system and to take advantage of their abilities.
But they aren't waiting for Mexico to change. They're already changing their country. In the center of Mexico City, the nationally iconic Plaza of the Revolution has become the hub for these recent arrivals.
Right now, you're in a little LA in Mexico. Can you imagine that?
We took a tour of what's been dubbed Little LA with former dreamer, 25-year-old Mauricio Lopez. And we stopped at a food stall where they're selling something that's actually uncommon in the Mexican capital.
I'm watching a man make Tex-Mex-style burritos at this stand in the heart of Mexico City, and right in front of me there is a menu on a board, and the names of the different burritos are the California, the Texas, the Hawaiian, the cactus, all meant to give people a little taste of home.
Mauricio Lopez points out several call centers here where members of this bilingual young community often find their first jobs.
People just don't come here to, work. But after their shifts, they actually, hang around, talk with other people, call centers. So it's starting to become a community.
Why is it important to have a place where you feel that you belong?
Because coming back, especially, me, 20 years later, coming back, I didn't feel like I belong here anymore.
He now works at New Comienzos, or New Beginnings. The office is bustling, and it's one of a number of organizations founded by returnees that have sprung up to help their community. That's another thing that defines this group. They are using the advocacy skills they learned in the U.S. here at home. Mauricio says he left the United States after the 2016 election, dropping out of DACA because he was tired of living with the fear that everything would be taken away. He tells me a lot of dreamers still in the U.S. are reaching out.
They contact us all the time. Hey, I'm thinking of going back to Mexico. What do you have there? Especially Trump, he was the one who basically initiated all this. Because we, as a community, we cannot just stand there and watch our people being discriminated, treated like animals.
The Trump administration announced the cancellation of DACA in 2017, but that decision is still being challenged in the courts. Still, advocates say the future of the program is uncertain, and neither Democrats or Republicans are taking up the issue for now. Back at Hola Code, UC San Diego graduate Claudio Gage will soon be graduating from the program here. He wants to start his own business.
I want to do my best always. I think that's the most valuable thing any dreamer, any immigrant has, because if you see anyone who's done to the States, it's because they want a better life, And I think that sense is something that it's part of you. And I want to do something great with it.
As Generation 1.5 comes back home, they're hoping that Mexico can find a place for them.
That was Lulu Garcia Navarro reporting from Mexico City.